Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is July 15, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about PrioDay, PaymentSense to offer integrated app and online payment solution. Major Indian marketplace integrates Samsung Pay. IXOPAY teams up with Paynetics for acquiring and issuing services. GoCompare strikes open banking deal with Virgin Money owner CYBG. TrueLayer's new partnership with Revolut brings new open banking features to Emma. Insignis joins PIFMA partner network. MoneyThor opens Tokyo office. Newly rebranded Zolo raises $6.8 million, launches financial apps for freelancers. Gardenia Technologies earns $100,000 investment as winner of inaugural NADFIN Accelerator Program. Deutsche Bank hires Neil Pawar as Group CIO. Halifax introduces card freeze options for credit card customers. Pan American Life turns to Fiserv for AML tech. SEB adds account aggregation to mobile app. Contactless payments are biggest improvement to public transport experience, say UK commuters. Bsurance signs AXA as third major insurance partner. Temtem mints new crypto coin at the Royal Mint. Now let's get started. PrioDay, PaymentSense to offer integrated app and online payment solution. Mobile and online technology provider PrioDay has partnered payment services company PaymentSense to offer integrated solutions to customers. As part of the agreement, both companies have combined their technologies to offer an integrated app and online payment solution to customers. The solution will combine PaymentSense's expertise in secure online payments with PrioDay's white label, digital ordering platform. In March 2019, PrioDay also partnered with UK-based electronic point-of-sale (EPOS) systems distributor Softabacus to integrate its order management system. Major Indian marketplace integrates Samsung Pay. Samsung Pay has received a feature update in India, which allows users to apply for credit card and personal loans through Paisabazaar. The implementation of Paisabazaar within the Samsung Pay has brought minor changes into the app. Now it includes a link to Paisabazaar's online form for credit card applications and loans. It's not truly a fully in-app solution, but more of a simple way for Samsung Pay to make it easier for users to access the financial services online forms. Paisabazaar is India's largest online marketplace and compare tool for loans. Paisabazaar introduced its chance of approval predictive algorithm late in December 2018 aiming to increase the acceptance rate for applications. The algorithm takes into account the user's profile details including income and credit score. It then tries to present credit card and loan offers that are more likely to being approved. IXOPAY teams up with Paynetics for acquiring and issuing services. Paynetics has entered into a strategic cooperation with IXOPAY in an effort of combining the two companies' existing solution portfolios. The partnership capitalizes on natural synergies and will enable enterprise merchants around the globe to profit from full-cycle payment solutions. Paynetics provides a wide range of B2B and B2C solutions, simplifying financial services for clients of various verticals. They are fully licensed for acquiring and issuing services in the EEA region and, in recent years, have invested heavily in proprietary fintech technologies. IXOPAY runs a payment orchestration SaaS platform, enabling merchants to optimize their payment setup with functionalities like smart routing, proprietary risk management technology and centralized reporting and reconciliation. While clients can already outsource PCI compliance through an acquirer-agnostic vaulting solution, they will be in a position to obtain even more services needed for a complete payment value chain through the addition of Paynetics applications to the IXOPAY ecosystem. GoCompare strikes open banking deal with Virgin Money owner CYBG. U.S.-based comparison website GoCompare has teamed with CYBG to bring energy switching services to customers that use the lender's digital banking service. GoCompare owner GoCo Group noted that of the B customers with Energy Direct debits, 76% were currently with one of the UK's so-called Big Six energy suppliers, providing a significant opportunity for its customers to save money by switching. The new service, which is now live, is powered by Savistack, GoCo Group's proprietary tech platform. It allows B customers to search and switch energy deals within their mobile banking app. Having been early adopters of open banking, the new partnership with GoCompare has launched the first energy comparison and switching service for banked customers in the UK, CYBG representatives have stated. CYBG recently confirmed plans to overhaul its brand in the next 2 years following its £1.7 billion Virgin Money takeover. TrueLayer's new partnership with Revolut brings new open banking features to EMMA. TrueLayer, Europe's provider of financial APIs, has integrated with Revolut to enable the secure access of financial data via open banking. Money management app EMMA will be one of the first companies to use the new integration. EMMA's customers will now be able to quickly use their Revolut account information to track their spending in real time. TrueLayer's partnership with Revolut means that a host of new open banking-based fintech services, such as EMMA, can be offered to Revolut's 4.5 million customers. Account information will only be accessible when a customer chooses to use a new product and actively agrees to share their information. TrueLayer's partnership is its latest milestone in 2019, with the recent announcement of a US$35 million funding round led by Tencent and Temasek, its expansion across Europe to Germany, France, Italy and Spain, the launch of payment initiation capabilities and partnerships with companies including Zofa, ClearScore, Plum, CreditLadder, Canopy, and Anna Money. Insignis joins PIFMA Partner Network. Insignis Cash Solutions, a leading cash savings platform, today announced a strategic partnership with PIMFA, the principal trade association for the wealth management and financial advice industry, to provide a platform that has been designed to help PIMFA members enhance their customer relations by providing a cash savings solution to their clients. Financial advisors across the UK can now take advantage of the ease and simplicity of the platform and offer clients cash management without the hassle that it usually involves. "We are excited to work with PIMFA as their PIMFA Plus partner," said Paul Richards, chairman of Insignis Cash Solutions. "It's clear that IFAs and wealth managers are looking for new solutions to attract and retain their clients. With Insignis, we're putting the power in the hands of IFAs to offer clients, whether they are individuals, corporations or charities, a solution to what is often overlooked as an asset class." Richard Adler, Director of Strategic Partnerships at PIMFA, reiterates Richard's comments by saying, "This is an exciting partnership for our members. Our aim is to assist them with products and services that support their business endeavors, and we feel that a cash solution like Insignis is perfectly placed to assist all our partner members." MoneyThor opens Tokyo office. MoneyThor, an award-winning provider of data-driven digital experiences for banks and fintech firms, today announced that it has opened its newest office in Tokyo, Japan. The Japanese subsidiary has been opened in response to rising needs in the country for digital banking solutions. Financial institutions are moving away from traditional banking channels and are exploring digital alternatives in order to drive customer engagement and increase profitability. Founded in 2013, MoneyThor provides personalized and actionable recommendations, insights and nudges powered by real-time data, machine learning and behavioral science techniques to leading banks and large fintechs. These enhanced banking services allow customers to improve their financial wellness through financial literacy tips, proactive spend notifications and personalized management of their financial goals. MoneyThor, which is headquartered in Singapore and has offices in Paris and London, will bring a wealth of industry knowledge to the Japanese market thanks to its experience working with leading financial institutions across APAC, Europe, and North America, including DBS, Standard Chartered, Orange Bank, ANZ and Manulife. Olivier Berthier, CEO and co-founder, MoneyThor said the Japanese market is going through a major stage of disruption and its renewed focus on digital banking makes it a very exciting market for us. By expanding our global footprint into Japan, we are confident that we can support financial institutions as they move towards digital banking by providing a simple and cost-effective banking channel that will drive online customer engagement. Newly rebranded Zolo raises $6.8 million, launches financial apps for freelancers. Leapin, an online platform that helps freelancers launch their businesses, announced that it has rebranded under the name Zolo and has raised $6.8 million in Series A funding, according to a Medium post. The round was led by Estonia-based Karma Ventures, Finland-based Vendep Capital and Leap Ventures of France. The company, which has offered banking, company formation, accounting and compliance services since it launched in 2015, also announced its first new product since rebranding. The firm is launching Zolo Go, which provides firms with dedicated bank accounts, invoicing, expense management and payout applications. The second product, called Zolo Leap, allows firms to create EU-registered companies, with full banking, accounting and tax compliance applications based on Estonia's e-residency program, where Zolo is based. Administering independent professional business in a traditional way may take up to 2 days a month, Alan Martinson, CEO at Zolo, said in a company release. Our aim is to cut that down to near zero. Gardenia Technologies earns $100,000 investment as winner of inaugural NADFIN Accelerator Program. On July 12, the founders of the NADFIN Acceleration Program reunited at the Elhoft announced that Gardenia Technologies was voted by its cohort peers as the winner of the 2019 program, paving the way for a $100,000 investment from Middlegame Ventures. The NADFIN delivered invaluable tools and advice, given by some high-caliber and very experienced venture capitalists and fellow entrepreneurs, to make these purposeful strategic objectives realizable and impactful, commented Rupert Schneider, co-founder of Gardenia Technologies. The startup's solution aims at improving profitability through data-driven advanced analytics and ML-driven working capital finance and risk management. The unique curriculum featured 2 1-week sessions in Luxembourg and Dublin integrating commercial partners, investors, and financial services mentors to help the selected cohort of leading global fintech companies to achieve the next level of investment and commercial traction. As explained by Pascal Bouvier, managing partner of Middlegame Ventures and co-founder of NADFIN, we are delighted with NADFIN's first year. The cohort was exceptionally strong, all sponsors fully engaged, as well as the Luxembourg and Irish ecosystems. The competition was as fierce as the collaboration between all startups was rich and deep, and it is a testament to the power of the model that the cohort peers voted Gardenia Technologies the top startup. Congratulations to Rupert, and to all the participants who made NADFIN such a success. Also commenting on the launch of the NADFIN Acceleration Program, Nasir Zuberi, CEO of the Elhoft, highlighted, after two great sessions in Luxembourg and Dublin, it is a great pleasure to welcome back the NADFIN cohort to the Elhoft to close the program and announce the winner of the first edition of the NADFIN Acceleration Program, Gardenia Technologies. Thank you to all the participating fintechs, the partners and the sponsors. The NADFIN program has provided a great launchpad for fintech firms wanting to scale in the EU market. Program partners for the first ever NADFIN Fintech Accelerator program included Pictet, Fuchs, Telindus, Arint, Enterprise Ireland, the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, Grant Thornton, WeWork Labs, Amazon Web Services, and Stripe. Thanks to all the innovative startups, international mentors and of course expert partners, we were able to build a unique program to support the development of young companies that aim to redefine the world of finance. The program also puts Luxembourg at the center of the fintech map, and we can't wait for the next season to begin, concluded Kamel Amroun, CEO of Farvest Group, whose team is already working on a second edition of NADFIN. Deutsche Bank hires Neil Pawar as Group CIO. Deutsche Bank hired Neil Pawar as Group Chief Information Officer, effective early September. He will be based in New York and report into Bernd Lukert. Pawar will also join the group management committee. Pawar joins from AQR Capital, the investment management firm, where he was most recently a principal and chief technology officer. Prior to AQR, Pawar was managing director and chief information officer for UBS Wealth Management in Zurich, and a partner responsible for technology at the New York-based quantitative firm D.E. Shaw & Co. In our recent strategy update, we identified technology as the cornerstone for success, said Frank Kunk, group chief operating officer. Someone of Neil's caliber and experience deciding to join Deutsche Bank further strengthens our capabilities as we modernize and simplify our technology for the benefit of our clients. Having announced Bernd Lukert as our future management board member responsible for technology, data and innovation, Neil represents another key hire who will complement the experts we have at the bank. Al Tarasiak, the current group chief information officer, will become a senior strategic advisor to Bernd Lukert. Tarasiak joined Deutsche Bank in 2015 and prior to becoming Group Chief Information Officer held the positions of Chief Information Security Officer and Chief Security Officer. I would like to thank Al for his strong personal and expert leadership in defining and executing our technology journey, said Frank Kunk. He has revamped our information security framework and has been vital in implementing our cloud and data center strategy. We look forward to benefiting from his expertise in his new role of senior strategic advisor. Deutsche Bank continues to invest in making its technology more effective and efficient. Earlier this year, the bank deployed its first in-house application in the public cloud and was awarded a Red Hat Innovation Award for its industry-leading Fabric platform. Halifax introduces card freeze options for credit card customers. Halifax customers now have a greater range of options to control where and how they use their credit card. From today, customers will be able to access card freeze through their mobile app, allowing them to stop their credit card being used in a number of different ways. Flexible and dynamic, card freeze lets customers choose which types of transactions are allowed from their Halifax app. Customers who may have mislaid their card, at home or abroad, can simply freeze card transactions. Once they find it, they can just unfreeze with ease. 1. Customers can also exercise greater control over any additional cards, avoiding unexpected spending sprees and choosing which transactions can or can't be made on all cards linked to their account, including online purchases. These new options are in addition to the control services introduced for debit cards in August 2018, which allow debit card customers to freeze usage abroad, online and remote, and freeze at tills or terminals. Customers will see information pop up on how to make use of the new functionality when they log into their mobile app. These features are easy to use, simply switching on or off the buttons in the card management area of their mobile app. Freeze card, stops all card-based transactions. Freeze abroad, stops all point-of-sale transactions and ATM withdrawals outside of the UK. Freeze online and remote, stops all transactions where the card is not physically present. Freeze at tills and terminals, stops transactions where the card is present. Freeze at cash machine, stops cash machine withdrawals. Ellen Corfield, Managing Director Consumer Finance, says, through our new mobile banking app functionality, Halifax customers can enjoy greater confidence that their cards are safe and now have more options to manage their day-to-day finances through freezing and unfreezing spending on their credit card, giving them extra peace of mind. Pan American Life turns to Fiserv for AML tech. Fiserv, Inc., NASDAQ, FISV, a leading global provider of financial services technology solutions, today announced that Pan American Life Insurance Group, PALIG, a leading provider of insurance and financial services throughout the Americas, is strengthening the efficiency and effectiveness of its anti-money laundering, AML, compliance and risk management program in multiple countries with Fiserv technology. These capabilities are essential for PALIG, as they take pride in earning the trust of their customers through the delivery of financial security and peace of mind. Life insurers must be diligent with an effective AML program as they, like other financial service providers, are susceptible to activities used to disguise illegal funds. PALIG sought a provider with insurance industry expertise, a global footprint, and flexibility to help streamline AML compliance and fraud and risk management processes. The company selected Fiserv to provide a comprehensive AML solution that accommodates country-specific regulations and reporting requirements. This will improve efficiency for PALIG by enabling it to execute and monitor risk management processes in multiple countries through a single platform. PALIG is initially deploying the Fiserv solution for use in Panama, the Cayman Islands, Colombia and Costa Rica, with plans to expand to more of the 22 countries where it has operations. Effective risk management is an important part of how we do business, said Stephen A. Friedman, Executive Vice President, Chief Investment Officer, Corporate Development and Strategy, Pan American Life Insurance Group. Working with Fiserv will optimize our ability to manage risk in an increasingly complex world so we can continue earning our customers' trust when it comes to protecting what matters most, their families, their businesses and their futures. AML Risk Manager from Fiserv incorporates advanced capabilities that address four essential areas of an AML risk management program: Know Your Customer, KYC, monitoring, detection and alerts, case management, and reporting. The solution is used by more than 1,200 organizations worldwide and employs a highly adaptive approach to detect money laundering and fraudulent activity using analytics, rules, advanced inference, behavioral profiling, peer group analysis and list matching. This also includes scanning transactions based on known insurance money laundering scenarios to help mitigate money laundering risks. Fiserv provides solutions and expertise to help our clients protect against complex money laundering schemes as well as the financial and reputational risk of non-compliance, said Sean Holtzclaw, General Manager and Senior Vice President, Fraud, Risk, ECM and Financial Solutions, Fiserv. As PALIG grows and threats evolve, AML Risk Manager will be able to scale and adapt to help them manage risk efficiently and effectively. SEB adds account aggregation to mobile app. Beginning in July, it will be possible for SEB customers in Sweden to view information from all of their banks in one and the same place. This will give customers a good overview of their personal economies and make their daily lives easier, says Mika Berman GTZ, head of business development in SEB's corporate and private customers division. In 2016, SEB entered into a collaboration with Tink, and a year later the bank launched an expense chart that allows customers to see what they are spending their money on. Now SEB is taking the next step in this collaboration and making it possible for customers to view information about their accounts, cards, loans, savings, even in stocks and funds, and insurance from other banks and lenders that provide online access. Many people have multiple banking relationships, and through this service we are making it easier for our customers to gain an overall view of their personal economies. At the same time, it will save them time as they will not need to log into multiple banks, says Mika Berman GTZ. Customers choose themselves if they want to be able to view information from all of their banks or only from a few selected ones. When they use the service for the first time, they will consent to an agreement via the app, and then sign it using mobile banking. Apart from giving customers a better overview of their personal economies, over time we will be able to use the data that customers access to give them even better advice. The more we know about a customer's financial situation, the better advice we can provide. Berman GTZ explains that it is PSD2, Payment Services Directive 2, that has driven development of what is called open banking. This launch is the first in a series of conceivable services that SEB can develop which fully or partly relies on this new regulation. That customers give their consent is always a precondition. Once they do this, as a third-party vendor we can then access their information, says Berman GTZ. Through our collaboration with Tink we have gained access to technology that makes it possible to collect data that we can then use to improve our services and offerings. Access to good and well-arranged data is the core of everything we do and will allow us to provide world-class advice and a better experience for our customers. Contactless payments are biggest improvement to public transport experience, say UK commuters. With Transport for Greater Manchester, TFGM, today launching contactless payments on Manchester's Metrolink tram network, new research commissioned by Visa looking into travellers' experiences using public transport, reveals half, 49%, of UK commuters view the introduction of contactless payments as the single most significant improvement to their overall public transport experience. Manchester is the latest city to embrace the technology and joins other major cities around the globe, including New York, Rio de Janeiro, and Singapore, in introducing contactless travel. The new system eliminates the need to pre-purchase a ticket before traveling on the network, with passengers now able to simply touch in and touch out at tram stops, with the system working out the best fare, including a daily cap. A contactless revolution. Since contactless travel payments first launched in the UK in 2012, the UK has enthusiastically embraced tap to pay, with 7 in 10 UK adults now using contactless payments for their everyday spend, according to a new study from Visa. In fact, according to UK finance figures, there are 124 million contactless cards in the UK and 7.4 billion payments were made in 2018, resulting in 2 in 5 card payments made using contactless technology. Of the people who responded to the survey, those choosing the touch and go payment option said that contactless payment took the stress out of travel through increased convenience, ability to track spending, 24%, reduced queuing time, 45%, and alleviating the need for carrying cash, 59%. Benefits of connected travel. Research commissioned by Visa highlights that complex payment options act as a barrier to travel and are the cause of many complaints, and that public transport use could increase by as much as a quarter, 27%, if payment was easier. Navigating public transport systems can be intimidating, especially in unfamiliar places or in cities with large, complex networks, but technology is making it simpler and more convenient. When it comes to improving public transportation journeys, the second most welcomed improvement amongst those surveyed was live transport updates at stations, 40%, and access to journey planning apps on mobile devices, 40%, allowing travelers to plan their journeys at the touch of a button. Stephen Rhodes, customer director at Transport for Greater Manchester, said, "Greater Manchester is the latest in a list of regions around the world rolling out contactless travel technology, improving access to jobs, leisure, skills and education opportunities for everyone living here. People now expect to pay as swiftly and seamlessly for travel as they do for any other purchase, so bringing contactless to Metrolink is a huge step forward for the city, and a boost to customer experience on the UK's largest tram network." Stephen Orelowitz, head of Transit, Europe, Visa, said, "The UK continues to lead the way when it comes to contactless payment systems on public transport. London's contactless system set the gold standard being adopted around the world, and we are thrilled to have partnered with Transport for Greater Manchester to launch contactless on Metrolink trams. By adopting a contactless system that enables customers to simply turn up and travel without having to work out which ticket they need, Manchester has put itself up there with some of the most forward-thinking global cities when it comes to ensuring that locals and visitors can move around with ease." Bsurance signs AXA as third major insurance partner. The Austrian insurtech startup Bsurance has won the services of fintech startup Cashpresso, also from Austria, as a cooperation partner. The digital insurance solution from Bsurance will enable an automatic buyer protection for the customers of the payment provider Cashpresso. The insurance product is provided by AXA Partners, meaning that this is the third major insurance partner, in addition to UNIQA and Munich Re, that has been won as a further product provider and risk carrier. The digital insurance solution from Bsurance enables buyer protection for Cashpresso customers. Cashpresso customers in Austria and Germany will soon be able to benefit from free buyer protection when they use the payment provider. This is valid for exactly 1 year from the first transaction and for all further transactions during this period. Cashpresso is a user-friendly and flexible way to pay for purchases in installments. Retailers from various sectors, i.e. electronics, sports, furniture, children's equipment, education and fashion, offer the installment payment option. Customers can choose the installment amount, make amends to the duration and change it at any time free of charge. Cashpresso has already received several awards, such as the 2019 E-Commerce Award Germany, for its user-friendliness. "When our customers shop online, they should receive the products they have ordered. With Cashpresso buyer protection, we reimburse our customers for the purchase price if they have not received an item or order defective goods from a partner shop," explains managing director Daniel Strider. Lorenz Grff, CEO and founder of Besurance, is delighted with the cooperation. It was important for us to add value to the existing CashPresso service with an insurance product. With the buyer protection product, we have achieved this excellently, because it facilitates and supports purchases on the internet, which in turn has a positive influence on the acquisition of new customers by CashPresso, but also on the usage rate among existing customers. The first bancassurance solution that highlights the potential of Besurance. For Besurance, it is already the second cooperation with an Austrian startup after Playbrush. At the same time, the linking of an insurance product to a payment transaction provides an outlook on the many possibilities that the cloud-based, digital insurance platform from Besurance also offers in the area of bancassurance. The cooperation partners are connected to the respective risk carrier via simple interfaces. Policy creation, insurance product and claims management take place in real time and exclusively digitally. AXA Partners is now the third major insurance partner. During the cooperation with CashPresso, Besurance succeeded in winning AXA Partners as a product supplier and risk carrier. AXA Partners is already the third major insurance partner, alongside UNIQA and Munich Re, to which Besurance has access. The expansion and growth of Besurance continues. Besurance is now entitled to broker insurance in 31 EU and EEA countries. Since its official launch at the beginning of 2018, the Besurance team has grown to 16 employees, and this figure is expected to double by the end of the year. Work is currently in full swing on further products with cooperation partners that will become available during the coming weeks and months, including a second product with partner Playbrush. Temtem Mint's new crypto coin at the Royal Mint. A new era of finance has arrived, as this week Temtem used the Royal Mint to produce the next generation of currency in the form of cryptocurrency, Temtem Tem. In a world first, founder and CEO of digital currency Temtem, Richard Dennis, and a private security advisor worked within the Royal Mint storing the cryptocurrency's private crypto keys in its vault and creating its Genesis block, signaling the birth of the Tem currency, ahead of its global launch on Wednesday, 17 July. With the Royal Mint having minted the UK supply of coins for over 1,100 years, alongside over 60 nations worldwide where British currencies are exported, the financial institution will forever be the home of the Temtem Genesis private keys and currency reserve. Similar to the creation of a physical coin and traditional fiat currency, digital coins also need to be formed. With minting being the process of official coin creation, this is a significant milestone for the Temtem coin, Tem, and the cryptocurrency industry, as appetite for digital currency clearly continues to grow within the mainstream. By working within the Royal Mint alongside a private security advisor, Temtem has ensured the highest security measures are in place for the currency. Firmly setting the benchmark for security within the industry, as crypto keys are often stored insecurely and irresponsibly, the Temtem team have combined decades of security expertise to produce secure private keys for Temtem, with the Genesis block, the very first block of transaction data on Temtem's temporal blockchain, and the original private keys of Temtem forever stored in the Royal Mint vault. Ensuring hacks and fraudulent activity is near impossible. In order for a cryptocurrency to be 100% secure, it requires a minimum of three key things: secure private keys of users, the founding team and exchanges, quantum secure cryptography to ensure those private keys stay private and cannot be calculated from a public key, and a network that prevents any possibility of a 51% attack, where one party can fork the chain and take control of transactions. Temtem achieves all of these. Founder and CEO of Temtem, Richard Dennis said, "There should be no gimmicks or shortcuts when it comes to security, and we see working directly from the home of the UK's creation of coins over the last 1,000 years, as the only place suitable for the launch of a new currency that we believe will have a significant value globally in the years to come. It just happens to come with such tradition and authority, once located just a stone's throw from the crown jewels. We have been working with government-grade security advisors to ensure that Temtem is the most secure network in the industry and that any reserves of Tem are in one of the world's most secure facilities. Our technology goes much further than simply making our code open source. Our code has been tested and approved by CREST-approved agency BSI, so you don't need to be a cryptographer to know Temtum is secure. The creation of the Temtum Genesis block comes ahead of the impending launch, in which Temtum will be available to purchase, trade and use worldwide via the CoinAll exchange. Rather than following the ICO and IEO norm of raising capital from users to build their technology, the Temtum team have already built a completed blockchain and network and are now ready to implement an initial exchange distribution alongside CoinAll Super Project. Temtum has been created to challenge existing cryptocurrencies and financial institutions, which it sees as no longer fit for purpose for modern-day use of payments. Operating on its own innovative and patented blockchain technology called Temporal, the Temtum network surpasses market-leading finance products, including the likes of Visa, Bitcoin and Nano, and has been in development for 5 years. It's quantum secure, currently delivering proven and third-party verified 3000 TPS, with the capacity for theoretically unlimited TPS and could run the globe's entire payment networks on just 50 smartphones. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.